7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo! Hey there, everybody. We are back again with another episode. And as always, I'm here with Tim and Tom. But before we talk to them, we are talking 2018 NFL Draft Prospects Wide Receiver Edition. And it's none other than wide receiver out of Maryland, DJ Moore. Guys, how we doing?
Doing good. Scooter, how are you?
Scooter. Wow. Doing good.
I'm pretty good. Tim, I like that. That's a good nickname for Josh.
I'm going to be testing out some new nicknames throughout the show for Josh. We'll have to find one that fits.
Sounds good, Pickle Dick. Let's go ahead and move on. DJ Moore, again, Combine has completed. We are not basing everything off the Combine, but their actual game tape as well. And I know these two chuckleheads will be saying I only
base off the Combine. My favorite nickname, actually. I call my son Chucklehead all the time. Okay. Today he drank beer for the first time. Got a phone call about that. Mom, not too happy.
How old is he, Tim?
He's three.
What kind?
He's three. He found beer. He called. He FaceTimed me. He's like, Dada? I'm like, yeah, buddy, what's going on? He's like, I drank beer. I'm like, what? He's like, I drank beer. I had two sips. I'm like, well, that's not good. I'm going to hang up now before your mom yells at me.
Was it a Miller Lite?
Oh, I think it was Coors Light, I believe. He was actually at my father-in-law's. My sister, I believe my brother-in-law, had a beer open, left it on the table. Three-year-old decided to go and start chugging. Like father, like son. This is what it is.
I can't wait from 18 years now to go into his 21st party and seeing him shit in a urinal like you did at Bulldog's bar in New Lenox,
Hopefully
Illinois.
They're not listening.
Oh, they might be. To be fair, that was Tom's fault, like many things that I do in my life. But, yeah, Tom called me out on it. I said I would do it. Tom called me out. So, yeah, I shit right in that urinal. Lincoln Log.
It was a very weird, weird situation that night. But I digress.
That was like 2 years ago, our fantasy playoffs. Yeah. Like Super Bowl weekend, I think.
Yep. I won the championship on that day. It was a great day.
That's why I did it. That was your championship request. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So
things got weird to start this episode.
For the combine for DJ Moore, he ran a 40 time, a 4.42.
Yeah.
Really, really good for the – that's not bad at all. He ran – what was it? What's his face? Ran a 4.43, right?
Who, Ridley?
Ridley, yeah. So
somewhere
just,
around
just
there.
Just a tick faster than Calvin Ridley.
What's his face?
15 reps on bench press. Did very good in the vert. Dude, he just had a pretty stellar combine, and I'm going to bring it up now, Tim, because I know you're a clown about it. But he rated as the number two overall wide receiver for the Spark score, and it was a very good score overall. Ended up in the 97th percentile.
You have to like that. It's, a lot of people before the combine were worried about how he would test, especially with him being right at 6 feet tall. They listed him at 5'11", which is kind of crazy. You never hear of players being labeled as shorter than they actually are. But overall, a fantastic combine from him. Was in the upper percentiles in each category besides, I believe, the three-cone drill. But pretty much everything else, he was above 80%.
Yeah, he looks great. Like Josh was alluding to, we'll just eliminate the Spark score because that's made up by fake people. Like you said, the 40, great. 4.42. 15 at the bench, that's just standard. You sell him out at his size, okay, boom, that's all I need from you, no problem. 39.5-inch vertical, fantastic for a six-footer, no problem. Broad jump of 132, sign me up. I was not extremely familiar with one DJ Moore at the start of this process. He is growing on me. Big Ten, obviously, I'm with this being the Midwest, I am a sucker for Big Ten quality talent. And most of the time, it's offensive linemen that we take our, you know, say, hey, this is they're here or they're one of us. DJ Moore might be a nice little hidden. DJ Moore might be, oh, I'll leave my comparison until a little bit later, but DJ Moore might be have a nice little niche in the NFL.
DJ Moore, too, he also started all 12 games, had 80 receptions this past year for over 1,000 yards. The 80 receptions was a school record, And it's kind of funny when you think about that.
Of course, it's Maryland.
Well, think about some of the wide receivers they've had from there. Stephon Diggs went to Maryland, correct? And then also Torrey Smith, who had a very good collegiate career, and Darius Heyward-Bey, who was a first-round pick as well. So that's not chump change right there. Those are some three pretty good collegiate wide receivers, even though I think Torrey Smith was drafted second, third round? I don't remember. Second round, I think. Third round? One or the other. But still, good wide receivers there, and for him to have 80 receptions, having the school record, pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I agree with that. Maryland's getting a little sneaky there with all their top-quality NFL wide receivers that they're producing out there.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever watch a Maryland football game unless one of my teams was playing them. I think of the University of Maryland. They're the Terrapins, which apparently is a turtle.
I like that.
You know, I just don't be the Terrapins then. Be like the Maryland Flaming Tortoises. Something like this. Something crazy.
The Flaming Tortoises?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? You wouldn't like that a little bit better?
It'd be different.
No, it'd be great. I'm sure Peter would be on their ass so fast, but I digress. To your point, Josh, they keep showing up. They keep popping up here once every 6, 7, 8 years. Popping up with someone. This seems to be the latest highlight. So happy to see DJ Moore. With his size, he's aggressive getting back to the ball in a lot of his tape, which I like quite a bit. Doesn't necessarily get up for it. Not a lot of jumping, stealing fight with a DB, but it seems to find a way to, between one-handed catches, working it back to his body, whatever it may be, finds a way consistently to make sure he's making the tough catches. So not much else you can say about him, honestly.
There's a lot of receivers in this class that are pretty good at being one of those yak guys, the yards after the catch. I think DJ Moore is one of those guys. He was asked to make a lot out of his plays, the small little bubble screens, reverses, stuff of that nature, and I think he excelled at that.
Kind of the same that you see Stephon Diggs do now for the Minnesota Vikings.
Exactly. And I think even as a runner, he's kind of violent as his runner. Reminds me a little bit of a running back out there when the ball is in his hands. He's hard to take down when it's one-on-one. Very slippery as a runner as well. You rarely see a player or a defender take him down when it's one-on-one. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a little Golden Tate out there.
Yeah, the one negative I've seen over and over again is, again, he gets a lot of his production on simple routes, simple throws. But I think that is kind of a positive as well, because like you said, that's where he gets those yards after the catch, and that's where we get to see him truly be the wide receiver that he is, because not many wide receivers after catching the ball like that can go ahead and take off for 40 yards down the field. And I'm not talking about just catching the ball, turn and run 40 yards. This guy is zigzagging across the field and making defenders slip and miss tackling him. So it's pretty impressive on what he can do when he does get the ball in his hands.
I agree completely. One of the other benefits that I thought for him, especially with his size, he's very, very aggressive with his run blocking. I'm not necessarily the best run blocker. We'll probably end up getting called for a hold or two in the NFL, but at least he's aggressive. He wants to engage. He wants to get in tight, and did a decent job for Maryland last year.
Just think this too, right? A lot of people are comparing him right now to Stephon Diggs. Roughly so. They went to the same school. They're about the same height, 6 foot. But also, DJ Moore is 20 pounds heavier than Stephon Diggs. I think that's pretty impressive with running the 40 that he did, showing the speed that he does have on the tape as well. It's just, I think it's overall impressive. And I think comparing him to Diggs, I understand the beginning comparison to it.
He's way stronger than Diggs was coming out of college. You watch his, I think it was the Texas tape. There's multiple plays where receivers are bouncing off of him. He's 6 foot, 100 and what is he, or 210 pounds, whatever the hell he is. It doesn't look like he has the physical frame to make that happen. There's a lot of times he's hit, people are trying to, arm tackle, and they're bouncing off of him. He makes sure that, unlike even like a Kelvin Ridley, to be honest. Kelvin Ridley, you see him just kind of go down, just get tackled constantly. he doesn't want to go down from that first hit. Kind of a different wide receiver than any Ridley or Sutton, for that matter.
Something that's really crazy and something that stuck out for me was kind of brought it up in the past few episodes with the receiver having over 30% of the total receiving yards for the team. DJ Moore had 53% of his overall receiving yards for the Maryland Terrapins. That is absolutely dominant. That shows that he is the lead dog on that team. I love that in a receiver. I think that's kind of underrated. Maryland struggled a bit this season. You know, they had four different quarterbacks play for them, struggled that's protecting the quarterbacks. But that's another thing. Four different quarterbacks, and he was the lead dog each time.
You read my mind.
Yeah, that is showing something about this kid that he's out there. He's like, give me the damn ball, and I like that a lot in a receiver.
This is the definition. A team like, and I'm going to use my own team because I think a lot of teams are also in this fit, but like the Chicago Bears. If you have a young quarterback where you don't know, you know what's going to happen, or if you're in a transition where you have a hold-me-over quarterback and you got a young quarterback coming in, he has proven it doesn't matter. He's going to go out there and do what he has to do. Any of those quarterbacks are going to fall in love with him. They're going to get him the ball, and he's going to catch it consistently. Yep. Happen over and over and over. Like you said, the four different quarterbacks. That's the part to me that is, hey, we need someone. He's a safe bet. I do still think he's a second-round draft pick. But if, you know, after watching his tape, after seeing what he can do, if a team like my Bears at 2-8, or yeah, 2-8 I think it is, you know, went with him there, I'd be okay with it, in all honesty. I really would.
To be honest, I could see the Bears drafting him in the first round, not at the pick that they're at. If they trade down with a team like Buffalo, honestly, I could even see it happening if they traded with a team like Arizona, just for the fact that they moved down to 15. It's right before the Baltimore pick. They really fall in love with a guy like this. We know that they want a wide receiver. They're going to get extra draft capital. I could see that happening, as weird as that sounds.
And, I mean, obviously, when I watch some of this tape, I do think of my own team. He does seem like he would fit an RPO-style offense perfectly.
I agree.
Either you see him run out of the backfield at times as well. He can do a lot of different things. Seems like it would fit that Chiefs-esque, Nagy-esque.
This would be like that perfect sneaky Bears pick with the Mitch Trubisky thing last year if they did this with a DJ Moore-style pick this year. That would have the Bears written all over it.
We'll see.
Got a few other pros that I really want to touch on. Because right now, a lot of people on the draft Twitter saying he's only a slot receiver. I don't think that's the case with him. He played the X, the Z, and the slot all over the field, was lined up, and was very productive at each spot. He's got a very good football IQ. You know, I see him against zone coverage. He understands how to beat that coverage, knows where to sit down, and just exploit that matchup. I think he's a very nuanced player, and sky's the limit, and that's the reason he's tied for my number one wide receiver in this class.
I'll play devil's advocate here, Tom. I know that he did play all over, but I think that's more of a product of him coming out of Maryland. Like you mentioned, he equated for whatever it was, a large percent, 53% of their offense. They had to move him all over. They had to have him run. They had to put him in the slot. They had to put him in the outside. They had to do different tricky things to find different ways to get him open. They didn't have anything else. Let's call a spade here. He was their golden ticket, and they rode him as far as they could. So props to that. But I agree with the Twitter mafia, if you would. He's going to be a slot receiver in the NFL.
It's crazy when you guys say that over and over again. It just reminds me so much of a Tyreek Hill. I know he doesn't have, quote-unquote, the speed as Tyreek Hill, but using him all over the field like that, I think that is what he kind of compares to, even though he doesn't have that speed.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's all I got for the pros.
That's all I have. What are your cons, Tommy?
I don't think he's a true hands catcher right now. On short, intermediate routes, he tends to let the ball hit his body.
Yep.
very often, which isn't great. You definitely don't want to see that all the time. That's where you see a lot of drops and a lot of opportunities for corners to knock the football out. I would like to see him improve on this, and right now I don't think he's on that level as a Calvin Ridley, as a route runner. Doesn't use the stems, isn't as smooth in and out of breaks, he's a very aggressive runner. I'd mm-hmm. like to see him be that aggressive on some of his routes, like his comeback routes. I would like to see him just put his foot in the dirt and come back.
He doesn't sell very well.
Yeah, I think he's got that ability, the athletic ability, but just needs a little bit of coaching. But I think it's something that could be worked upon. But he might be one of those receivers that you might not see really break out till year two or three.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, you mentioned the body catching. It's almost more of arm catching. Like, he catches a lot of balls with his forearms.
Yeah.
Like, a little kid style almost. Like, he doesn't even open his hands. He just has them out there and then closes up on the ball. Obviously, he's done a hell of a job.
Yeah.
And doing it, he's figured out a way. But I do agree, throughout the NFL process, he's going to have to he's going to have to work on that. And beyond that, I have no idea what he's like as a run blocker. Very, very little of his tape. Was run blocking.
What I had written down was feisty and willing.
Right.
Not great by any means.
It just seems like
not
his personality.
Yeah. It's kind of like a little Tasmanian devil out there willing to hit you, which that's really what you want from your receiver. They don't have to be elite in that aspect of the football game. You just want them to be willing and being aggressive out there. And I think he's that type of player that him and Jalen Ramsey might get into a little choke slam contest like we saw last year.
Yeah, I was very, very surprised to see, I believe, when I was first going through tape, I went and watched, and I think they only had one on draft breakdown. And I was going through some other tape, found some other spots for it, and then there was a YouTube video, I think, that said, best wide receiver in the Big Ten, DJ Moore. And I'm like, okay, well, Simi Cavish Jr. has always been my guy from Indiana, so we'll see what happens. And then I watched it, and I'm like, okay, all right. You might have a point there. He has flown under the radar more than I think any player that I've known for a lot. Almost like he's flown under the radar like Cooper Kupp. That's who kind of I don't know why he reminds me of, but I know they're different in size, they're different in style of play, but very, very similar in the way. It's kind of like, I don't know who this guy is, and then you watch it, and you're like, okay, he's a fucking star.
Yeah, one of the pros I had was the fact that I did say that he's very slippery, he can get out of tackles and everything like that. But I also think that's going to be a con of his as well, because he's going to try to do that in the NFL. Some of these guys are a lot bigger. Some of these guys are a lot better. It's not going to happen as often as it did when he was with Maryland.
In the Flaming Turtles.
So that's I see that as somewhat of a con as well. But if he can use his weight and his ability and his height and everything else like that, maybe we can see where he goes from there. But again, without that Tyreek Hill speed, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Tim, who do you got for your pro count?
Like I said, when watching him, Cooper Kupp just kept coming in my head, but he's more physical than Cooper ever was. Cooper was a bit faster or a bit slower. Honestly, I don't know. Like, no one, I don't want to just say someone just to say someone. No one stood out in my head for him. I think most of all, I was just so pleasantly surprised by what I saw and kind of shocked of his, just his abilities, in all honesty. I think his speed and size split makes him different than any wide receiver in the draft right now.
And my pro comp, Steve Smith. Probably future Hall of Famer, smaller size. I'm not worried about DJ Moore lining up outside in the slot. I think he's going to be able to be used all over the field. And I just think their play style, their aggressiveness, and the way they attack defenders.
He has Steve Smith's attitude.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. He's got Steve Smith's attitude and very similar frame. That's not bad. That's not... he's a little bit bigger than DeSean Jackson, too. I was trying to think.
Sean's way faster.
Yeah. I don't hate that comparison, Tom.
I don't really have a comparison with him.
It's hard. Like I said, I'm not trying to...
Golden Tate, maybe you can kind of compare him to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I like that comp, but other than that, it's kind of where I would have to put it.
I'm very, and we've talked about it before, I'm very picky when comparing people because I hate the, like, oh, he's Marvin Harrison. He's this guy. You know, I hate that. And but I want it to be realistic as well. So, Tom, I agree with your comp there.
Anything else, guys?
That is all I got.
Where do you guys see him getting drafted?
Most likely round two is where I got him. I would not be, like, I really wouldn't be surprised if he was the first overall wide receiver taken in this draft. I think I have him and Calvin Ridley graded right around the same area. Both of them are tied for my number one wideout. But just Calvin playing at Bama, I think that kind of puts the advantage in his court. But DJ Moore, his tape's phenomenal. Hit a home run at the combine. So his stock right now is going up.
You know, I'm going to say second round as well. I know we talked about it, but if the Bears can find a team, if there's still a quarterback there, if there's one of those top four quarterbacks there at eight, the Bears are going to be able to find a team to drop back. And even if it's just the Bears don't have a third round pick right now. They lost that in the Trubisky sweepstakes last year. If they can pick up an extra second and a third round pick along with just dropping back a little bit, I'd be okay with it because you're going to get someone with the talent of a DJ Moore in, with an extra second round pick.
I think DJ Moore will end up being a first rounder. I think he will.
Yowza!
I think the biggest thing is if the Bears can trade back, it'd be awesome, just like you said. But I think there's going to be wide receiver needy teams later on, and you're going to see the teams like Jacksonville and Dallas, and if the Bears can trade back, maybe even Arizona, the Buffalo Bills, the Carolina Panthers. Those are all teams that could benefit with a wide receiver, and I know that we've done mock drafts where we've had guards and tackles go there, but we've also seen where the actual drafts happen and teams overreach on wide receivers. Me personally, I don't think a wide receiver should be taken in the first round this year with the recent track record that we have seen with some of them, but I think it's
going
to happen.
I'm going to start calling you Joshy Trump because all you do is contradict yourself left and right and left and right. I don't think any wide receiver should go in the first round.
I just said that again.
I know you did. That's my point exactly.
My personal opinion.
I wouldn't. DJ Moore, who I've never had in my top five, I'm now saying he should be a first round pick. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Never had him.
Get the fuck out of here.
So that's all we have for you guys this time. Until next time.
Peace.